Sam Altman said something this week that I think deserves more credit for its honesty than it's getting. He admitted publicly that he was wrong about AI adoption speed after GPT-4 launch in 2023. He expected far more economic disruption than has materialized, and he's calling the pace slower than anticipated. That is a rare thing from a tech CEO, a genuine recalibration of a prediction made at the height of hype. And the reason it matters is that it opens a more honest conversation about what AI is actually doing to productivity, employment, and business models right now, as opposed to what people were projecting it would do.
From a market perspective, slower adoption than projected doesn't mean no adoption. It means the revenue curve is flatter and the payoff horizon is longer than the initial investment thesis assumed. That has real implications for how AI companies are valued. And it's directly relevant to the competition story. Cheaper AI tools are now genuinely threatening frontier models like GPT-4 class systems. When a 2.7 billion parameter model from Inherent's Faraday agent, built by DeepMind alumni, can outperform frontier systems at independently replicating scientific research findings, that challenges the assumption that scale alone determines capability. DeepSeek established this principle earlier this year, and it's being validated repeatedly.
The Hugging Face sale exploration at $13 billion or more is one of those moments where the AI ecosystem's financial architecture is being renegotiated in real time. Hugging Face became the dominant platform for open source AI model sharing and collaboration. It's essentially the GitHub of AI, hosting over 1 million models. At $13 billion, it's being valued as critical infrastructure. The question of who buys it matters enormously. A big tech acquirer would likely restrict what's currently open, while a strategic investor might preserve the community dynamics that made it valuable in the first place.
And then there's NVIDIA's $7 billion deal with Poolside AI. Poolside is focused on AI for code generation, essentially training models specifically on software development tasks. NVIDIA investing at that level is partly a hedge. If AI coding tools become the dominant software development paradigm, NVIDIA wants to own a foundational player. It also positions NVIDIA to rival both DeepSeek on the model side and OpenAI's codex-related tools on the application side. This is NVIDIA moving downstream from chip sales into the model layer, which is a significant strategic expansion.
OpenAI's executive Chris Lehane added another dimension this week with his warning about persistent AI cyber attacks. He called for mandatory safety standards and said AI has entered what he described as a different chapter, specifically that AI-powered offensive capabilities are being used against organizations continuously, not in isolated incidents. The uncomfortable part of that warning is the implicit acknowledgement that OpenAI's own models are among the tools being weaponized. When the company building the tools also warns about the tools being used dangerously, the policy response becomes genuinely complicated.
The Stripe president's comments about checkout pages disappearing are a useful concrete example of where AI agents are actually changing commerce right now. Well, Gabrick's argument is that even a conservative version of agentic shopping, where AI handles purchasing decisions and executes transactions on behalf of users, eliminates the traditional browse select checkout flow entirely. For Stripe, which processes the underlying payments, this is actually a growth story. More transactions, more automated, higher frequency. For traditional retail UX design, it's a displacement story. And it raises serious questions about impulse purchase psychology, consent, and financial liability that nobody has fully worked out yet.
Harvard's $699 AI Professor Bootcamp is the education version of this transformation. The university is selling access to AI clones of its faculty, essentially high-end tutoring bots trained on each professor's lectures, research, and teaching style. At $699, it's priced well below traditional Harvard continuing education, which can run into the thousands. Whether this represents democratization of elite education or a monetization of professor identities without adequate compensation is a legitimate debate. Linda McMahon pushing AI in K-12 classrooms from the Education Secretary's office is the public school version of the same question at a completely different scale.